You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. How many of you out there have heard about the mommy makeover? I'm sure a lot of you have, and I bet you have either some girlfriends or even yourself that may have had something very, very, very similar, or you may even have the thing called the mommy makeover. What's so interesting is what actually constitutes a mommy makeover has changed drastically post-COVID-19. And the interesting thing about that is almost everything that you could think of can be lumped into this mommy makeover. For the longest time, when you would hear the term mommy makeover, you immediately thought, okay, I guess it had to do something with your stomach or your abdomen or the extra skin around a C-section scar, and probably doing something with the breasts because maybe you breastfed, maybe you had multiple pregnancies, and each time your breasts got engorged with milk, when the milk finally went away, it left you maybe with a little bit more sagging, right? That's what everybody talked about with a mommy makeover. However, let me let you in on a little secret. Ever since we've been back to work, and it's probably around May 26th moving forward when all elective surgeries were allowed to be back on the books, let me tell you what's happened in my practice. Patients that were on the schedule for a mommy makeover for somewhere, let's say, in the end of March, beginning of April, we had to cancel them because no elective surgery was allowed. These same patients are now back on the schedule, but they want to add some things because they're home working as opposed to having to go into an office, as opposed to having to travel, and they can do most of their work. And this may be you that I'm talking to. You may be able to do a lot of your job from being at home. You're on a Zoom call most of the day. You're working from home. You're really not traveling to see clients like you were before. And you're definitely not hopping on planes and traveling all around. So a lot of my patients anyway have added things to this mommy makeover surgery. And I want to let you in on a little secret. One of the top things that have been added for this mommy makeover has to do with taking the fat from somewhere that you didn't want it to be, let's say your abdomen or love handles, and not only injecting it into the butt, but now we're using that fat to graft elsewhere, like your lips, like the nasolabial folds, like how about your cheeks? How about areas because you really started to like get into shape during this COVID-19 pandemic and now you've lost some body fat? So aside from just doing a breast augmentation, what if we took some of that fat that we're liposucking from your abdomen and now grafting it around your breasts? It's become such a thing that we're actually starting to do more and more reconsults of all of our patients because they have wanted to start adding some things. So the top three things that we've started to add to these mommy makeovers are definitely something to do with the lips. Either we're taking the fat from you and re-injecting it into your lip area, or we're doing something around the breast region where we can actually take the fat and use it to plump up certain areas. So that's the fat end of things. Let me tell you two other areas that have become just more and more where it doesn't pay not to do it. You're already going to be under anesthesia. You're already going to have some time to just recover at home. Why not do another little procedure. And the next one that's the most popular is something with your ears. Yes, you heard me. It's the ears. So many of you have come in wearing the masks and telling me that you've hated your ears for a long time. And it could be for a multitude of reasons. Number one and most common is that the earring holes have started to lengthen over the course of time. And now your earrings don't fit properly in your ear. So we can do an earlobe pexy or an earlobe repair while you're under anesthesia having these other procedures. Now, don't get me wrong. Most of those earlobe repairs and most of those ear surgeries we do in the office setting under straight local anesthesia. But I'm having more and more people added on, just like attacking on to their surgery, because they figure they have the recovery time already planned out and they might as well do it under some anesthesia. Another aspect of the ear, which has really grown in popularity again because of the mask wearing and now having your ears more exposed, are people that always thought their ears were too big. It may be that they're just too big. It may be that they protrude more. And most of the time over my career, whenever we've done protruding ear surgery, it was for young kids that were born with very, very protruding ears. And before they started to go into school, we always addressed it before they would start socializing in classes and things like that in school. But many people just live their whole life having protruding ears or large ears. And because you're wearing your hair a certain way and because you really never really exposed your ears, it was something that you just lived with. But now with these masks, it has become an issue for a lot of women and men. So, you know, this is something, if I'm speaking to you, definitely give us a call and we'll talk about it, because there's a lot of very, very clever, interesting ways of doing an otoplasty, which is a way of taking the ears that are protruding and pinning them, if you will, back down so that they don't stick out as much. And again, some of those can be done right in the office setting. But if you're already having some other surgeries, we're seeing a lot of people just tack these on to their surgery. The third one, which I'm telling you is going to become this year's top procedure, even if we're doing it in the office or if we're doing it in the OR setting, but again, using it as a tack on, and I'm seeing more and more of it with this mommy makeover thing, is a blepharoplasty, an upper eyelid surgery. We take care of so many people here by doing Botox to try to get the brows to lift. And it does take care of a lot of the loose skin that can accumulate on that upper eyelid. And I may be speaking to you when I'm saying, if you're having difficulty putting your eyeshadow on, if you're having difficulty because that zone is just ending up being very constricted above like your lash line, if you just find that you're having way too much skin there, you may be a good candidate for a blepharoplasty. Now, that surgery usually takes about an hour, where we're really removing the excess amount of skin and a little bit of the fat that may be residing up in that area. And if you're looking at yourself right now or listening to this, and you can check it out. If you're driving, please don't do this. But if you're home and you want to take a look at this, take a look in the mirror, and right in the corners of your upper eyes, you may see a little pocket of fat. And that's part of what we do when we do a blepharoplasty, is we're not only taking away the extra skin that's there, but we're also taking away some of the extra fat that lives up in that area. And that does seem to be a really wonderful procedure to do. Again, wearing the mask, what are you exposing most of the time? Your eyes. So if it is something that you're starting to see more and more of an aged appearance, that may be a surgery that you really want to come in and talk about. And again, it can be a self-standing, an operation that's done solely by itself. But it happens to be one of those ones that a lot of you are tacking on to this mommy makeover procedure. I would be remiss if I didn't mention one last thing. And I'm telling you, it seems to me to be more and more popular over the years. And again, if I'm speaking to you, I'm very, very happy. But if you're noticing that right around your jawline, there's an extra amount of skin that's blunting that really sharp demarcation between your jaw and your neck, there are a couple of very fun things, and I'm saying fun because it actually is, for me to do this, and I think patients love it. There's a little way that we can take a very specially placed incision around the ear and literally lift away any extra skin and a small amount of fat to give you a sharper appearance of your jawline. So many of you have come and, you know, either I've seen you on a virtual consultation or you've come into the office and talked to me how the blunting of the jawline has really made your profile and things just not look like you wanted it to look. So sometimes there is a little bit of fat that needs to be removed from there. But again, one of the things that we're seeing with the mommy makeover is if at the same time you're in the operating room, we can do a very small little jawline lift. Again, hiding everything behind the ear. This is a cool way of getting back that really sharp angle to your jawline. And let me just preface it by saying, if we're already back there doing somewhat of an otoplasty or an ear pinning, this can all be done simultaneously. And that's why I'm saying we're seeing more and more people adding things on to their surgery, because if we're already there doing one thing, maybe you could do this. That's exactly how these mommy makeovers are becoming bigger and bigger procedures, albeit tiny little procedures that are just being added on to the bigger mommy makeover situation. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be speaking with you again next week. We have a lot of fun segments coming up, so stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.